I'll tell you who is from there. Jaleesa Apps is from there. G'day, Jaleesa.
Hey, how are you going? You know what? We have actually the drinking capital in, I think it was like 1987 or something. It was like per capita, more alcohol was consumed in Boreal than anywhere else.
Oh, good on you.
Jaleesa is...
Leeton has its rice, but we have the alcohol.
Oh, right, like rice wine. Do you know Jason Deeth? The Deeths from...
I do, actually. I ran into him at a Boreal Rugby Union reunion, I think it was about 18 months ago. It was definitely before COVID. It was up at the showground and he was there with a few of the older guys.
Was he drunk, being from Boreal?
I'm not feeling secret, but okay. I was.
Yeah.
You know who else is from there? James Morrison, the Australian jazz musician.
The trumpeter.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. What a solid game.
Ian Elkins. I think he shared like the heaviest sheep or something.
Oh, yeah.
Great place.
Yeah, and the circus proprietor of back in the day, Frederick Ashton, he was running amok between 1866 and 1941, Jaleesa. Anyway, what else is doing?
Oh, plenty, isn't it? Just never stops in rugby league. I love how the season hasn't ended and we've already got clubs doing reviews. They waste no time, do they?
There's an absolute doco, honestly, in just any little scandal that just wait by with the camera, and every time there's a scandal, pounce on that. And you could have NRL Scandal 2021, NRL Scandal 2022. Now, that is a documentary. What do you think about that?
That's true. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if it's one you'd want to end up watching at the end, but plenty of material. It's interesting that the Tigers have come out and said that Michael Maguire has kept his job today. And one thing I think is funny that's not sort of getting lost at this end of the season was how much pressure Dez was at the start of the season. Do you remember everyone was just calling for Dez's head?
Yes.
And you thought, how many more weeks can he survive? And then look where they are now.
Yeah.
I'm sort of glad that the Tigers have stuck with Madge, because I just think there's so many problems that get put down to coaches and getting rid of a coach doesn't actually solve any of them. I mean, where would Manly be now if they'd got rid of Dez at the start of the year?
Well, you're absolutely right, Fletch. This time 2 years ago, Penrith had bowed out emphatically, didn't even make the finals. Mm. That's 2 years ago. So
I suppose Dez, knowing he had Tommy coming back, that was why he was quite quietly confident.
Yeah.
Madge would love to have a Tommy Turbo coming back. I saw in the press release saying that West Tigers players and coaching staff will return for pre-season training in November. Imagine they had Tommy T turning up on.
I know.
So
just that one kind of superstar.
Yep.
Would Tommy Turbo get any team to the finals? Is there a team that you could plug him into, like Canterbury? Just having him there, do you reckon he would get him to the top eight?
I would.
I'd
back him.
Yeah. I feel like Nathan Cleary has a bigger. You could put him more in any team. I would love Nathan Cleary at the Raiders. Can we make that happen?
Well, yeah, Ricky would like that too, I reckon. What can I ask you this, Jaleesa? As a journo, do you then, after you read the press conference, the press release, would you go and then try and attempt to get an interview with Madge Maguire, or like privately, or do you have to go through the club?
I tend to like to go through the club because that's what they want us to do. So I think everyone does it their own way. And if you've got different relationships going on, like everyone has different, particularly with players, everyone has different relationships with players where you might know them quite well. So you might message them and be like, oh, if I get this cleared with the club, are you happy to do this? But I always like to then go through the club if there's nothing, no problem there. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, you keep as many people on side as you can.
Yeah, there's no rule against you contacting a coach or player direct, is there?
No, absolutely not. It's just a courtesy thing. And I think also I don't love going to players all the time because it's annoying for them. I think it would be so frustrating for hearing from me. So unless you've got there's people you've got good relationships with that you'd reach out to and ask, but then get it cleared by the club. But if it's someone you don't really know, I tend to just go through the club.
Rightio, you mentioned Nathan Cleary. We were spoken about Tommy Turbo. Part one of the Dally M's last night, Jaleesa. What did you make of the format, first and foremost?
It's an interesting one. I mean, props on trying something different, I guess. I don't know if it's just me, but I find award shows in general, and it's in sport or entertainment, just quite hard to get through. So I don't know if that's just me. I don't know what you guys think, but I just find it quite a difficult watch. So props for trying something different, but I don't know if spreading it over two different events is maybe the way to do it. I don't know if COVID had an impact there of the decision to do it, but the one thing it does create is it's kind of, it creates a lot of good talking points for the week, because then you can sort of work out, okay, well, who played in those rounds that we don't know about, and who got man of the match. And so it does kind of create a little bit more interest in guessing who got it, but who is the winner. But I don't know, it's a bit of a tough watch.
Yeah, who do you think wins it, Jaleesa?
I think at the moment you'd have to say Turbo is the one in front, just given that Cleary is obviously leading by 4 points, but he only played one game between round 12 and 19. And Tommy played three games, and I think he was man of the match for two of them. So I sort of think it's Tommy's to lose at the moment, but he might also get a few points taken, robbed of him by DCE, who's also on 17. So perhaps he might be robbed by his own teammate in terms of sharing the points a little bit. But my money would be on Tommy.
They've got to nail this. He has to win it, Jaleesa, because Nathan Cleary, I mean, this is no disrespect to Jack Whiten last year, but Nathan Cleary was the best player in the competition by postcodes last year. He didn't win it, but he won it with the Rugby League Players Association Champion Award. If Turbo wins it with the Players Association again and doesn't win the Dally M, I pray for the Dally M, that's for sure there. Just on the five players remaining, Jaleesa, why has that happened? Because what's interesting about that is that it's not actually the five who are leading. So how did they land on that?
Well, they know what's coming, probably.
What's coming, yeah.
Yeah. You know what's going to cost Cody when the last game when they rested him, I reckon?
Oh, that's the other thing. I don't think he can catch him.
No, but Tommy, the last month, yeah. So around 19, we know where he is. The last month, you would say that he got 9 points out of those.
Yep.
Definitely against the Cowboys.
Yep.
Definitely against the Dogs. And what was the other one? Canberra.
Yep.
And they won 19-18.
Yep. Yep.
So where they rested for the Dragons game.
Yeah.
That last round.
Well, the last game when they went up to the Cowboys, he definitely got the three.
That's
there.
What I mean. Sorry. The Cowboys. I don't think he played against Canberra, did he?
No, they scrapped by that.
Right.
That's exactly right. That's where DCE picks up three.
Yeah.
Anyway, Jaleesa's back there. G'day, Jaleesa.
Sorry, I'm having all kinds of phone issues. You know what? I blame this on Adam Peacock and Nick Davis, because when I did their show a few weeks ago, my phone absolutely killed itself the 5 minutes before their show, and I honestly think it's something to do with them.
Yeah.
Or the common denominator between that show and our show, Brian, is...
Dun, dun, dun.
Gibbs.
No,
Gibbo.
Gibbo, our man at the panel. Sorry, yeah. He's shaking his head. Arms are up.
Oh, it is Gibbo too.
It is Gibbo.
Hey, Jaleesa, just on your phone, are you one of those people that as soon as you can upgrade, you go for it? Or are you get your phone through work?
Fletch, I would love to get to the end of a contract without having broken my phone three times, four times, lost it. Like, I can't tell you how many. I think I counted about 12 iPhones in a drawer the other day, just that are all smashed. I'm clumsy.
Mm. So what you can do, you can pay them out or add them onto the bill. So yeah. Jaleesa's now paying $1,000 a month for an
iPhone 1.
you don't want to see my phone bill. You don't want to see that. But also it's you add them, but then like by the time I don't even get through that one, I end up smashing that one. It's a real problem. And also I don't back things up properly, so I end up with no one's numbers. So people call me and I go, oh, sorry, who's this? And it's someone that I've known for a really long time. So now I just screen everyone's calls.
Yeah, I like that too. Now listen,
if you don't leave me a message, I'm not calling you back.
You're not calling me back. What about, so speaking about smashing phones, two coaches could potentially do that this week as they leave the NRL to go through to the grand final. What's the latest news around injuries and who's possibly in, who's possibly out? We're going to do a team list Tuesday very shortly, but what's the big news coming out of the prelims?
Well, basically that the Panthers are just really, they're the ones that have been so battered through this whole finals period. Cleary, you could see he was a little bit ginger on the weekend with that shoulder injury, got up from a tackle and you could just tell it was a little bit painful. Kickow, he didn't train yesterday, but that was because of they were in the pool and there was, he's got a gash on his leg, so he didn't want to get in the pool with that. But he's also got the ankle injury, and then Mitch Kenny, I think he's pretty much ruled out with his ankle injury. And Brian To'o too, we obviously didn't see him play on the weekend because of the ankle injury. So it's particularly going to be very hard for Cleary coming up against those big forwards in the Storm side. Just imagine trying to tackle them with a shoulder injury. It would just be awful. So they're, the Panthers are the really the ones that have come to this point really quite battered and bruised.
Wow, yeah. Oh, that's and Melbourne Storm, they'll have the Fox back, which is important for them.
Yeah.
Anything else making news in your area there, Jaleesa?
Not in the rugby league land. Just when I was, before I was coming in, the Aussies, the women were doing pretty well against India in the cricket. And we had Hannah Darlington debut today. She's the third Indigenous woman to represent Australia, which is pretty good. And she's only 19 years old. And she actually spoke earlier at the New South Wales Cricket Awards earlier in the year. I was listening to her speak. She won the Young Cricketer of the Year, and she is just one to watch. She took two wickets today, and she's just going to be, she's just so well spoken already, just at 19 years old, but also just her form in the women's BBL and with the with New South Wales, and now with Australia too. She's just, she's going to be one of those ones that we're going to be talking about in the future. So when I came in here, they were doing pretty well. Rachel Haynes was like 53, I think, not out, and Elisa Healy, she was 70. She was out on 77. So they were chasing down India fairly comfortably.
Yeah, they need about 40 off 100. They're flying, so
easy.
Yeah, they're doing it easy, absolutely easy. Jaleesa, thank you very much for an update. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure. I'd love to speak to you both.
Always
have to make a visit to Boorowa.
Yeah, always good to speak to Boorowa's best, isn't it, Brian?
On the rice wine.
Yes.
from Leeton.
From Leeton, that's right. We'll chat to you soon, Jaleesa. Thank you very much.
See ya.
Bye.
There's Jaleesa Apps. Another great knockabout, Fletchy, which we love to have on our program.
Yeah.